Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
What's good, crypto fam? Bitcoin hit a new yearly all-time high of $31,000. And in today's show, Bitcoin price target see $33,000 next as Bitcoin eyes a key resistance flip. And quoting Max Keiser, if Bitcoin didn't have coin in the name, it would already be $500,000. But no matter, we're still going to infinity versus the US dollar because the dollar is going to zero. And quoting Adam Back, he says the Bitcoin price, if it continues at the continued rate it's climbing, which is already up 70% in the first quarter, we could be seeing a $48,000 June price, $82,000 in September, and a whopping $140,000 by December. Also in today's show, Ethereum flashing a bullish signal after the Chapella upgrade, says analytic firm Santiment, but there is a catch. Also in today's show, the nations to dump the US dollar and create a bipolar global currency system, says Nouriel Roubini. Also in today's show, Bitcoin is driving the bus in the current rally, and everything else is just riding along, says crypto analyst. I'll be explaining why. We'll also be discussing Bitcoin Prime for an astounding next 60 to 70 days as Bitcoin mirrors the 2019 price action, according to Invest Answers. We'll also be discussing a Bitcoin price forecast where, if history repeats, Bitcoin price will be $200,000 by 2024. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. And welcome everyone just tuning in. This is podcast episode number 1251. I'm your host, JV, and today is April 14th, 2023. And checking out the current market, as you can see, Bitcoin finally pulling back after touching $31,000 last night. You can see we're currently trading at $30,300 with Ether still up 3% after climbing above $2,100. It pulled back some, but still above $2,000. We also have XRP, Cardano, BNB, and Polkadot in the green. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, the current crypto market cap is sitting just under $1.3 trillion with $58 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. Bitcoin dominance at 46.5% with the Ether dominance, which took some of its share at 19.7%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers in the past 24 hours, INJ up 23%, trading at $8.24, followed by ARB up 11.5%, trading at $1.49, followed by Rocket Pool up 11%, trading just under $50. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers for the past week, INJ is also leading this pack up about 26%. We have RPL up 11.3% and ARB up 10.6%. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, we're currently rated a 68 in greed, yesterday a 61, last week a 64, and last month a 50, which is neutral.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
So there you have it. How many of you are pretty pumped to see Bitcoin smash 31,000 here just recently? Let me know in the comments below. And now let's dive into today's Bitcoin technical analysis and check out the charts and what's happening. Bitcoin preserved new 10-month highs at the April 14th Wall Street Open as analysts kept hoping for further gains. And right here, you're looking at the Bitcoin 1-hour candle chart. Data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin consolidating at 30,700 after spiking past the 31,000 mark. Now, Bitcoin saw no major retracement as it headed further into the ground it originally lost in June 2022. But now market participants eyed the potential for the bulls to capitalize on the existing momentum with the help of the positive macro trends. For example, United States equities opened higher with the S&P 500 and NASDAQ index both up 0.3%. And quoting Josh Rager, with stocks opening up hot, Bitcoin was able to maintain above the previous range high. He also says, think we can retest the push higher here above $31,000 plus. And quoting Rec Capital, Bitcoin's recent breakout means the price is now entering the $28,800 to $33,000 range, which you can see in this chart in the orange and blue. It is unclear whether Bitcoin needs to dip to solidify 28.8 as support before jumping to 33. But at the moment, more arguments are for the upside at this time. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the analyst. He also says, I believe that the next stop is just a hair above 33,000. This is quoting Jesse Dow, where we'll encounter the 100 moving average on the weekly time frame. And he also says, don't forget, we have a bullish divergence and convergence on the weekly. And this has never failed after we've seen at least a 75% drop of the Bitcoin price from the previous cycle. And also Peter Brandt stays long on Bitcoin as various popular figures call for the start of the alt season. One staying firmly bullish Bitcoin was veteran trader Peter Brandt. That's right, quoting him here. Heading to Minnesota for the summer, current factor LLC positions with trailing stops. He says long NASDAQ, long gold, long Bitcoin, long gold, and long London cocoa. Very interesting. And previous former BitMEX CEO Arthur Hayes revealed he rethinks his own investment strategy, opting to increase his crypto exposure. Quoting him here, the ensuing Bitcoin rally will be one of the most hated ever. So there you have it. And quoting Max Keiser, the lesson from Skype lost on Bitcoin. If Bitcoin didn't have coin in the name, it would already be $500,000 per coin. But no matter, we're still going to infinity versus the US dollar because the dollar is going to zero. And now quoting Adam Back, he just shared this yesterday. In quarter one 2023, Bitcoin price increased from December 31st, 2022 to March 31st, 2023 by 70% from 16.6 to 28,000. Interesting to note, if that rate continues, Bitcoin would be 48,000 by June, 82,000 by September, 140,000 by December, or 100,000 by the 31st of December. The price growth would need to fall from 70% to 53% for the second quarter, the third, and the fourth. And he also says OFC, lots of short-term volatility, swings in price can go jump or drop just because, but already ahead of the growth curve for its first 13 days of April, growth curve on track at 80% plus for quarter two. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Adam Back.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
And Max Keiser. And now let's discuss the recent upgrade of Ethereum called Chapella, which just went live on the mainnet the other day, and Bitcoin pumped as a result, surpassing 2,100 temporarily. And let's check this out. Leading analytics firm says that leading smart contract platform Ethereum is flashing a bullish signal after the Chapella upgrade. Sentiment says a significant number of traders betting against ETH after Wednesday's upgrade could trigger a bigger move to the upside, quoting him here. Another thing to keep an eye on is the perpetual contract funding rate. Specifically, Deribit is the exchange that has been showing wild swings between shorts and longs throughout the past 3 months. In particular, after some longs were popping on the exchange, the price began to top. drop as expected, but once funding rates became neutral, ETH began to ride alongside BTC. As of now, we are actually seeing quite a bit of disbelief. Shorting is quite prevalent, and this ultimately is a good sign that there could be more liquidations to add a bit more rocket fuel for the prices to rise. The analytics firm is describing a short squeeze, which happens when traders borrow an asset at a certain price in hopes of selling it for a lower price to pocket the difference, but when momentum moves against them, they rush in to cover their losses by buying back those assets, triggering further rallies. However, Sandpin also notes a bearish signal in the number of transactions involving profits, which have not reached a high of a ratio since January 20th when the market correction followed, quoting him here. With ETH jumping above 2,000, we're seeing the highest spike in the profit versus loss transaction ratio. There are 2.59 times as many transactions in profit versus transactions in loss daily. And this is the highest ratio since January 20th when we did see a minor correction following. We do interpret this as a short-term bearish signal, as this heavy profit taking can temporarily push the prices down. Historically, Sandpin also notes another bearish signal in the number of ETH sharks and whale hodlers who are selling, including those hodling between 10,000 and 100,000 ETH, as they share here. The 10,000 to 100,000 ETH tier has declined swiftly, and the amount held has dropped to levels not seen since October 2022. And another indicator Sandpin looks at is ETH's 30-day market value, which is their realized value, MVRV, which traders use to detect overbought or oversold conditions. The analytics firm says that ETH's MVRV is high, but not yet at an alarming level, quoting them here. We like to look at a 30-day MVRV of 15% or more as a danger zone that indicates a probable sign of a correction. As of now, ETH is at 9.95%. So yes, this MVRV being well over zero does indicate a higher risk of a drop, but it is not quite at the level where we should be extremely concerned. So there you have it. How do you feel the Ethereum price action is likely to play out from here? Let me know in the comments below. And now let's dive into our next story of the day. Strategic rivals of the U.S. are going to move away from the dollar and create a bipolar global reserve currency system, says economist and NYU professor Nouriel Roubini.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
In a series of interviews, Roubini says there is no doubt that China, Russia, and its allies want to create an alternative monetary system that does not utilize the U.S. dollar, as he shares here. Unfortunately, the Cold War between the U.S. and China is getting colder by the day. It's clear the strategic rivals of the United States, China, Russia, Iran, Korea, Pakistan, and their own friends and allies want to build an alternative economic monetary and global reserve currency system because they're concerned about the sanctions that the U.S., Europe, and others can impose. Chinese has $1 trillion in reserves, and therefore they are going to move in the direction of proposing the renminbi as being an alternative to the U.S. dollar, and gradually we are going to go from bipolar to bipolar global reserve currency system. Now, I lived in China. Renminbi is ultimately just another word for the Chinese yuan, just FYI. Roubini says the process will not happen overnight, but the eventual outcome will grind global growth to a slower pace and increase the costs of producing goods. We have gone from free trade to secure trade, from offshoring to friendshoring, and from just-in-time supply chains to just-in-case. These things are costly. They reduce the global growth and increase cost of production. And quoting him again, it means less financing of our own twin fiscal and current account deficits when we still have very large stocks in private and public debt that can push the cost of financing for the U.S. higher when we have very high private and public debt ratios. He also says, I think that the worst in terms of severe banking stress is still ahead of us. And of course, this credit crunch is going to reduce the economic growth significantly. They lend to SMEs, they lend to households, they lend to commercial and residential real estate. The credit crunch is going to take the U.S. economy into a recession later this year. So therefore, you have been warned. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the economists, and how do you feel this is likely to impact the greater crypto market? I think it's bullish as all hell, naturally. And Bitcoin is just getting started. But anyways, let's break down our next story of the day and discuss Bitcoin driving the bus in this current rally. That's right. Strategic analyst Benjamin Cohen says the Bitcoin is acting as the leading indicator for the rest of the crypto market as its dominance level inches up. Just the other day, we hit 47%, just FYI, before Ethereum took some of that share. Cohen tells his almost 800,000 YouTube subs, the prices of alts fluctuate depending upon the movement of the king crypto. Quoting him here, we have seen it play out time and time again where Bitcoin and the US dollar rallies for a while. The rest of the market can rally a little bit beyond it, but if Bitcoin starts to go back in the other direction, it's going to pull everything back down with it. Remember, Bitcoin drives the bus. Everything else, they're just bus riders along for the ride. So get to the back of the bus. According to the popular analyst, Bitcoin will be leading the rest of the crypto market's rally over the next couple of years, even as some alts stagnate during the next bull cycle. Quoting him again, it's important for us to recognize that Bitcoin is driving the bus in the altcoin market. They're the bus riders. They're going to go up in a bull market, but it doesn't necessarily mean they are driving the bus. They are simply the bus riders, the passengers, right? They are along for the ride, and there is a good chance they are going to miss the ride next time. And he continues, in 2024, 2025, there is a good chance some of the alts that you really like, they could miss the bus on the next one. But guess who is going to be driving the bus? Guess who's driving the bus now? Guess who's going to be driving the bus in 2024 and 2025 and so on and so forth is Bitcoin. Bitcoin drives the bus. Everything else is a bus rider. I like that analogy.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Cohen further says that going forward, Bitcoin's dominance level is set to rise. You look at the Bitcoin dominance, we are currently sitting at just below 49%. Now that we find ourselves at the range high, I know some people are getting nervous. Peter Schiff. But I would still argue that this Bitcoin dominance level is likely to break before too long. I don't think the narrative is there to bring the dominance back down to the lower levels. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the analyst. Do you think the Bitcoin dominance will continue to rise and be the bus driver for this cycle? Let me know. And to watch this video, the analyst did, entitled Bitcoin Dominance, One Shining Moment. Check the show notes below the video and in the description. And with that being shared, fam, now let's break down our next breaking story of the day, shall we? And that's a $50,000 Bitcoin price prediction within the next 60 to 70 days. And then we'll talk about a $200,000 Bitcoin price action by the time next year of the Bitcoin halving. And then we'll dive into some live Q&A. So here we go. And shout out to Invest Answers. He says that a historical pattern suggests Bitcoin could be on the verge of a huge breakout. In a new video, the anonymous host of Invest Answers shares a chart from the crypto market intelligence firm K33 Research, formerly Arcane Research. They changed their name. Nice. That examines the historical trajectory of the last three Bitcoin cycles. The host tells his almost 500,000 YouTube subs the Bitcoin's current cycle is looking most similar to its 2017 cycle peak. Quoting him here, I think we are the most similar to the 2017 cycle, which means we could be in the middle of a massive rampage that can take us to $50,000 if history repeats. Remember, then it takes a breather, then it goes down the hill again for a month or two, three, 4 months, then it goes back up again. And he shows us this chart, which shows the days from the peak along with the last three cycles: November 2013 peak 1163, December 2017 peak 19,666, and the November 2021 peak, which is the current all-time high of roughly $69,000. The analyst also examines another K33 chart examining the number of days from the cycle bottom in 2018 and 2022. Quoting him again, looking at the chart, look what could happen next if this cycle repeats. That means the next 60 to 70 days and the next 2 to 2.5 months could be astounding. That is the message here. And looking at Bitcoin, looking at the chart, looking at any dip, it gets gobbled up by somebody somewhere. Facts. Now, the top ranked crypto asset, as you know, is already up roughly 80% from the start of this year. And to watch this video that Invest Answers did entitled Breakouts Galore, Will the Markets Turn? Check the show notes below the video in the description. So there you have it. Let me know if you think 50,000 is probable in the next 60 to 90 days. And now let's dive into our $200,000 Bitcoin price prediction, shall we? Let's just go right to the analyst right here. This is TA Trader Allen. He recently tweeted, Bitcoin tends to reach plus 730% above the POC and volume profile within the halving cycle. There you have it. If Bitcoin chooses to do the same in the next halving, it will reach $200,000 in April of 2024, which is literally just 1 year away. So you gotta love it. You gotta let me know if you agree or disagree with the analysts. So despite the recent gains, Bitcoin is approaching a significant resistance level between 31 and 32. And additionally, the weekly death cross is still at play, indicating that a Bitcoin price reversal could be underway in the coming weeks. But as I pointed out, according to crypto content creator Trader Allen, the Bitcoin price can still reach as high as 200,000 next year in April during the halving event. The crypto chartist implies that if history repeats itself, the bulls have the upper hand of rallying about 730%. And previously, the analysts have implied that Bitcoin is out of the logarithmic downtrend with the bulls on the upper hand, making them convinced that if history will repeat itself in the Bitcoin market, it will within the next year. And the Ethereum breakout triggered by the Shanghai upgrade significantly reduced Bitcoin's market dominance, as I pointed out earlier, having hit a major resistance of around 48%. Bitcoin's dominance is expected to continue shrinking as more altcoins pump in the coming weeks. I guess that is a theory. As Bitcoin consensus points out, the Bitcoin dominance just reached the highs of the multi-month range, already getting a rejection at 49%. I guess it's all dependent upon what source you use. On CoinMarketCap, it was like 47%, just FYI. It is a possible large correction and an alt season starting. Good question. Let me know with what you guys think. Do you think an alt season can potentially be around the corner? Or do you think Bitcoin will continue to lead this charge and continue pumping, even though we're already up over 80% for the year? I'd also like to throw out there that we still have a lot of traders extremely bullish. I covered it in a previous episode. Credible Crypto still predicting a six-figure Bitcoin price for this year in 2023. Max Kaiser predicting a six-figure Bitcoin price this year in 2023. We have billionaire venture capitalist Tim Draper still predicting a six-figure Bitcoin price this year. We have Stock to Flow model hinting at a six-figure Bitcoin price next year in 2024. So when do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to breach that critical six-figure mark? Let me know your thoughts and consider we already hit 69,000, so all we have to do is 2x from the previous high, and we're talking about a $138,000 Bitcoin price action, which is right in alignment with Credible Crypto. Just saying. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode.